First day of AgFest 2021 is underway now, and in fact it's drawing to a conclusion. The chairman of AgFest is Ethan Williams, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Ethan.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, obviously the decision to hold the event on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday was to do with the cap of 10,000 for COVID compliance and all that sort of thing. But how's the first day gone? It was obviously going to be a little bit different to what we've experienced in the past.
Yeah, definitely. It's a different feel from as soon as you step into the car park this year. So you've got the two-step check-in process. But on the other hand, it's positive. There's plenty of room to walk around on the streets. There's no queuing up. You can get everything you're after. So it's great positivity out of you at the moment.
Normally we'd wait till later in the day and see what the attendance has been. But of course we know today it's exactly 10,000. It will be tomorrow and Friday and Thursday and Friday as well.
Yeah, that's it. That's one of our games that we go back to and see and see who picks the closest guess. But we'll have to come up with something different this year because we know it's bang on 10,000 each day.
What's the response been like from exhibitors? We know that they really jumped on board with AgFest in the clouds last year, which was a fantastic innovation, and you're going to continue that again this year after the field days have finished. But what's the support been like from exhibitors?
Yeah, great. I've been around as many as possible as I can today. That's where I'm at. I'm just out on site now just chatting to them all. They've been great. The people that have come in have been great leads, all purchased some great products. So they're really looking forward to the next 3 days, as well as the cloud from the 8th to the 15th.
And what about the public? What sort of feedback have you been getting from patrons?
Yeah, great. I haven't got a chat to too many of them, but down here on Main Street now, there's plenty of people starting to walk out with bags and trolleys full of gear, so I'd say they've had a great day.
Okay, and is there many schools this year? I just wonder whether they were going to sort of come on board given the restrictions that we've got now.
Yeah, there's quite a few schools out here this year. They come in all bang on 9 o'clock this morning. We have a park of buses flat out there for a bit, so the school kids got around, we're getting the stickers, the free pens, you name it, they've got it. So.
Okay, and the weather forecast, I mean, today you couldn't have had a better day to kick it off. I know there's probably going to be a bit of rain later in the week. It wouldn't be AgFest if there wasn't, but what are the conditions been like on the ground today?
Today has been absolutely fantastic. I'm walking around with a sunburnt nose and a sunburnt forehead.
Well, you should have had a hat on, Nathan.
Later in the week, it might get a little bit damp, but come AgFest, comes rain, so everyone's used to that.
Yeah, bring your gumboots and your wide-brim hat because you'll probably need both of them, I reckon.
We've got all the seasons in one day, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be Tasmania if you didn't. What have you noticed has been the most popular thing this year, or what is something that surprised you and you thought, I didn't think too many people would be as interested in that as they are? Is there something that sort of come out of the box and surprised you?
Probably more so the exhibitors. They've still gone in and put 100% effort into all their sites, even though we only have 10,000 people today. So they all thought they might have slipped the buck a little bit, but they've all done a great job. The patrons are all in early now, and they've only got the one day to come in and shop around. So they was in early, and everything went smoothly.
Well, I hope the rest of it goes as well as it sounds like the first day has, Ethan. But thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Perfect. Thanks very much for that.
You're welcome, Ethan Williams, the chairman of AgFest. And, of course, if you haven't got your tickets now, then you can't get it. But don't forget, AgFest in the Cloud starts from Sunday onwards and goes for a week as well. And you can still have a look at a lot of the things that are up there and hopefully support the stallholders and the exhibitors and people involved in it. And don't forget, tomorrow and Friday, Darren Kirwan will be broadcasting live from AgFest from 12 noon till 3 o'clock. He's doing Jerry's normal shift, so he's going to be pretty busy doing breakfast in the morning and then off to AgFest in the afternoon. But he'll be broadcasting live tomorrow and Friday, and he'll tell you a whole lot more about what's going on with AgFest 2021.